Twitter says it may start censoring tweets.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Even if you don't use Twitter, you can't deny the impact its 140-character messages have had on real-life events. The Arab Spring, for example, may not have happened as quickly as it did without ordinary people being able to communicate with each other via Twitter. Well, the social networking site has just announced it will block some tweets, particularly those that violate laws or bans on speech in certain countries. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Twitter says it will now be able to select tweets with illegal content and stop users in certain countries from seeing them. In the past, if a tweet was deemed illegal, the company had to delete it across the entire world. In a blog post, Twitter gave an example of pro-Nazi speech. It's banned in France and Germany, but legal in the U.S. because of the First Amendment. Analyst Richard Hallway with Tech Market View says this is just the latest tech company that's tweaking the way it works in order to get more users abroad.
If you look at many of the decisions, they've been taking for purely commercial reasons.
Twitter hinted in its post that it wouldn't block speech like tweets used by protesters in the Arab Spring. But what about China?
People still operate in China, and they do it because it is in the future going to be the largest single marketplace for products, everything from Apple through to Google.
Twitter has been blocked in China since 2009. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Well, Twitter or not, Tibetans have been holding some of the largest protests against Chinese rule in years this week. Chinese security forces opened fire on demonstrators, killing at least 4 people. The protests are political in nature, but as our China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, there's an economic backdrop to the tension, too.
For the past decade, the Chinese government has taken its formula for economic development in its prosperous East and then pasted it onto the less developed regions of the West. Robbie Barnett directs the Modern Tibetan Studies Program at Columbia University. He says this formula has made many Tibetans feel left out.
Of course, they get better roads and more airports, but that also brings in a lot of outside migrants, entrepreneurs who are mostly Chinese. And so the tensions rapidly develop.
Barnett says it's less about Han Chinese coming into the region and making money. He says the bigger issue is many Tibetans feel like they're being shut out of the economic planning in a region where for centuries they were the majority. 5 years ago, there were 2 million nomads roaming Tibetan parts of China. Barnett says the government is working on reducing that number by half. The result, he says, is massive housing projects where Tibetans aren't given the training to transition into the labor force. He says the projects are hotbeds for the type of unrest Chinese police have been dealing with all this week. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmidt for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, up 0.3% in Hong Kong, down 0.1% right now in London, up 0.3% in Frankfurt. Also up spirits in Peoria, Illinois, after its hometown company, Caterpillar, announced profit jumped 60% last quarter. The construction and mining equipment company said it's seeing strong demand from developing countries. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow slipped 22 points to close at 12,734.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
The latest ranking of the best airports in the world does not offer much good news for the United States. Only one terminal makes the top 10 on the list from Fromers.com. That would be JetBlue's Terminal 5 at New York JFK Airport. Meanwhile, the U.S. is home to 4 of the 10 worst airports on the list, including Delta's Terminal 3 at JFK. Does it matter? Well, for answers, let's bring in Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Chris, why does a good airport matter to our economy, really?
Well, besides that, a bad airport is a miserable experience whenever you travel. Look, over the years, you've talked a lot about this evolving global economy. And if you think about it, you know, airports, airlines, commercial aviation, I mean, this is a linchpin infrastructure in this global economy. It's important locally, it's important nationally, it's important around the world, and the U.S. accounts for about a third of the world's total air traffic. So if the United States wants to continue to be the major player in the global economy, you need a really efficient, robust aviation system.
But we've got incredibly high unemployment right now. We've got very high deficits. Should we really be spending money on airports or high-speed trains or other infrastructure like that at a time like this?
You know, Jeremy, it's really striking whether you're doing research into the airports and the airlines or looking at the railways or the roads. You know, there's a constant theme that our transportation network is starved of investment capital, that we've neglected it for too long. And the thing about public investment in transportation is that it makes the private sector more efficient. So it's easier for people to do business travel. It's easier for goods to travel their way on an airplane. A lot of goods have to go on airplanes. Think of FedEx. In UPS. So this is the kind of investment that makes the private sector more efficient, which would lead to more jobs, which leads to more wealth.
But does this kind of investment have to happen right now at a time when we've got such big problems?
Yeah. I was watching Ben Bernanke in his press conference the other day, and there was a question about low interest rates that savers are getting. And he said, well, that's, you know, the economy that we're in. Well, let's flip it around. Those low interest rates, that means that the cost of capital, the cost of building your infrastructure is really cheap. The time to do it is now. Cost of capital is low, and there's a lot of labor that would like a job.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And finally, to the German parliament, which had to put big important issues like the European debt crisis aside yesterday because of an email. It was sent by someone named Babette to all staff. That's 4,000 people. It said, please bring me a copy of the new directory. Well, a lot of people started replying to all with emails like, I'd like to take this opportunity to say hello to my mother. Some were not so pleased with the chain Babette started, replying, please remove me from the mailing list immediately. But others liked it. They said, I think this is great. We should do this once a month. It'll help us grow together. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.